Well, the emissions data out today show Australia's domestic carbon emissions have gone down by 0.3%, leading the government to say that their climate policies are doing the trick. But Australia remains one of the largest coal exporters in the world, and Tasmanian independent Andrew Wilkie, supported by the Greens, say Australia should include the emissions from coal and gas exports in our emissions data. This would reclassify Australia as one of the world's worst polluters. Critics say that Japan and Europe should also then include car exports in their figures. Wire's political correspondent Amanda Kopp asked Andrew Wilkie why he had introduced this bill now.
At the moment, our inventory really only reveal or accounts for, and the minister only reveals what we'll call domestic emissions. So when the government says Australia is only responsible for about 1.3% of global emissions, they're only talking about the emissions that we produce within the country, and they ignore completely all of the carbon pollution we export, because we actually export much more carbon pollution than we create domestically. And in fact, if you were to put a value on the carbon pollution in all of the coal and gas that we ship to other countries where it's burned there and creates pollution, our carbon footprint jumps from 1.3% of global emissions to 3.6% of global emissions. Which makes us one of the top polluters in the world and makes a lie of the government's claim that we're behaving responsibly and doing our bit on the global stage.
Now, doesn't this complicate the emissions tracking system a bit? Because, I mean, I look at that and think, okay, well, Australia exports all sorts of things that contribute to emissions in some capacity. Live cattle export, for example, you know, they're a classic methane emitter. What exactly is this going to apply to, and how detailed are you going to get?
Well, I mean, obviously it has to be designed in detail by the government and the bureaucrats, but in essence, anything and everything we export which has a carbon content, if that carbon is going to be released into the atmosphere, and the obvious example is coal and gas, then that needs to be accounted for. And we need to stop kidding ourselves that we're a relatively small polluter, because, in fact, we're one of the world's highest polluters when it comes to the export of carbon.
Right. So if Australia is counting its emissions from exports and, say, China is counting its emissions from imported coal from Australia, how will you avoid double counting on a global scale?
No, fair question. And when it comes to agreements like the Paris Agreement, there is obviously an accounting methodology that countries must comply with when they develop the figures for reporting against those sorts of targets. And that would still have to occur. But at the same time, Australians need to know honestly and accurately how much pollution we are ultimately responsible for. And, you know, it's just madness that even today we've got the Labor Party with the very commendable goal of zero net carbon emissions, but in the next breath saying they won't shut down the thermal coal export industry. And people might think, well, what does that actually mean? Well, you know what it means? It means that our total emissions aren't 1.3%. They're 3.6% of global emissions. And that is in very large part because of things like the thermal coal industry.
What's the support been like in the House for this bill?
Well, I have only just tabled it, so now our conversation starts. I'm not holding out much hope that the government would be interested in this, but I would like to think at least the opposition would be interested in it.
Independent MP Andrew Wilkie speaking exclusively with us there with political reporter Amanda Kopp in Canberra.